Hello, Primestone.
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Because I don't know what's going on with Local Splash and what you guys are actually offering me and doing everything. I don't know what even... I'm not getting any results, nothing out of it, no?
Oh, okay. So, it does take 45 to 60 days for first page placement on Google. So, it's a little bit too early. I mean, it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. The good news is that Facebook ads typically kick in within the first 2 weeks, but I'm not
set up.
Well, I'm looking at that right now. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to, oh yeah, there's results on the dashboard already. It's showing that you've already had 19.
I'm not even logged into it.
Let me see if this is an old, let me see when these results were from. Give me a second here. I don't know. Did you work with us in the past and then reactivate, or did you have Facebook ads in the past, or?
Not in Pinestone Home Improvement.
Okay, so it looks like, give me a second because it's loading. I do. Yeah, we actually have access to your Facebook because it says here that these clicks were from the Facebook ads that we're running. The second piece of the puzzle is they've been sending you an email and they've been calling and reaching out to you, leaving messages asking you to add us as a manager to your Google business profile. So when we bring it, do you have access to your Google business profile?
I have access to my Google business profile, yep.
Okay, so then I'll send you an email with the instructions on it. So when you log into it, this email is going to give you a code where you can add Local Splash as a manager, okay?
So listen to me. When I add you...
Mm-hmm. Michael, the phone's cracking up. Hello,
sorry.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now? So you guys are going to run the... Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
That's fine. Right, so what exactly are you guys going to do for me?
So once we have access to that Google page, our technicians perform hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming on it in order to get Primestone Home Improvement Masonry on the first page. That includes content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So it's a lot of programming involved in order to get you on the first page. Because you're in Quincy, which, as you know, is a highly competitive area for what you do, right? So,
okay.
Yeah. But even when you add us as a manager, the technicians won't do any type of programming when an account is in a past due status. So when do you think you'll be able to get the payment
up
to
speed? It's not about past due status. There's no issues with past due status. The issue is... I don't know what was going on and what was getting provided, and I didn't know who was calling me I'm getting called 500 times a day, people telling me they're doing the same thing as you are and actually pretending to be you and to be this and to be that. I'm getting nervous and I'm hanging up the phones. That's me. I'm doing all that because I'm getting so many phone calls and I'm getting so many people asking me and providing the whole complete thing. This is what's going on. That's the only issue that it is. That's to be honest with you.
Thank you for explaining that. Yeah, I appreciate that. Just so you know, because you're getting
people
a lot
are bombing.
Of calls,
they're bombing my phone. They're bombing.
And if
that's
they're pretending like they're Local Splash and they're not, then they're scam companies, right? So how
yeah,
you would
and they're
be
Google
able to tell?
And they're Yahoo and they're working with Bing and they work with this and they work with everyone. They're franchise this and do that. And I've heard every story that every story could ever be. I've got blue in the face and listen to the people.
I bet you have. So when you signed up with us, we had you put a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's name.
I remember you guys, but honestly, I promise you,
yeah.
So many people, I have to the money's not an issue. The problem is not, there's no, I just got nervous because of the simple reason of what's going on. You have to understand, it seemed like a scam to me then at one stage because so many people was calling me, telling me.
I understand, Michael. Yeah, no, I definitely understand. And moving forward, no matter who calls you, just tell them, like, look, Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to them. If they're a scam company, they're not going to call us, right? But it's a good way for you to kind of politely get rid of those people so you don't have to spend a lot of time with them. And
no,
I
had no time for them, but they're leaving messages, voice messages, this moment, and then they're calling, and the phone is blowing up, and then they're saying, we're going to get you the top page of Googling, and we're going to do this and that, and the other. And then you guys just called me before this, and I already gave the card. Then it was this, and then it was blowing up everything. It's like, whoa, hold on, there's something going on. There's some kind of a scam somewhere.
So that card that we have on file, it says insufficient funds. Which one do you have on file? It's a visa ending in 7931.
Hang on, another one. Let me give you this card.
Okay.
This is my credit card that you have now, the 7931. This is my debit card here.
Okay. So then still the same billing address on 859 Willard Street for the debit card?
It's no, the Willard Street is my company address. It's my parents' address.
What was it?
1100 Sweetbriar Court, Mammoth Junction. Do you have that?
No,
address?
I had the 859 Willard. So is it the Mammoth Junction address that we need?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Okay, so tell me again. It was 11 what?
1101 Sweetbriar Court, Mammoth Junction. And that's 0880. Hold on, let me check.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm just going to index it into Google and see if that zip code matches because you gave me two different ones. I want to make sure. Yep, 08852. Okay, so that should be
I just Googled.
You Googled it too? Yeah, it's always better to do that just to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead with the card number. When
448233. Honey, listen to me. Before you get off the phone, you got to get this thing set up for that because you listen. You know the way, you might as well show me your elbow to try to work these computers. I can build you a house. I can build mansions. I can do anything. I put swimming pools, inboards. I can do anything with my hands. I cannot work these phones or these computers. I'm the worst person in the world. It's the reason why I hired everyone to do it. You understand me?
I understand. So you know what we can do then, Michael? Once we're done with the payment, I can get you over to the verification department and someone from that department can walk you through this because that way we'll make sure that it gets done. You know what I mean?
Please.
Just so that it doesn't accident. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to send
them
a message.
You guys think it's me. It's honestly, it is me, but I can't do it. I'm the worst person in the world. You might as well talk to a doctor, to be honest.
The good news is, as long as you know how to log on to the Google Business Profile.
I'm already in the page and everything.
Okay, good. So they'll be able to help you do this. It'll probably only take 2 minutes. So, that's the good news.
Here's the card anyway. Here, look, 448.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second. I'm just sending them a message so that when we're done, they can take over. He is on the phone. Okay, so that way, in case it takes them a minute or two to see the message, we'll be done with the billing by then. Okay, so yeah. I have the 4482 and then 33 what?
02.
Okay.
02-0241-9388.
9388. And then expiration?
0429. And 222.
Okay, that's easy. Okay, so 322. And then I'll update that. And let me get your authorization and you'll be good to go. And then I'll have one of them take over too.
And how long more now do you, how long more do I have for to get everything all optimized and everything like that?
You know, that would be a good question for the technicians, because typically we say 45 to 60 days, but you're already 4 weeks in with us. So I would say within this next month is when things are going to start coming to full fruition for you. But let's just see what they say. Now, since they're not responding, what I'm going to do is I will have them call you back as soon as they respond. So stand by. That should be within the next 15 minutes or so. Because usually they'll respond to
please
you.
Please try and get this done today, because today's a rainy day and I'm off, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's great. Okay, no problem. So I'll have them call you back, you know, within the next 15,
yeah,
maybe 30
very
minutes.
Hard, it's very hard for me to look at a computer and holding a block of cement in my hand. I could be on a roof. I don't know. I could be looking off the side of the building. You know what I mean? It's not easy.
Yeah, today's the best day to do it since you're off. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you pick up the phone when they call you, so, you know, I'll have them call you on the
I'm
same
I'm free and I'm waiting. So whenever they call me, I'm ready to rock and roll.
I love it. Okay. Thank you. And then in the meantime, you can pull up
I'm paying
the
money
email
for nothing now if you can get it done. You know what I mean? There's no sense in me paying.
Exactly. You're going to throw that money out the window if you don't get us added. So that's why I'm going to make sure that they call you as soon as possible. Okay?
Yeah. So there's no point in you paying it, doing it, keep doing what I'm doing. It's the way it keeps going. Please come to call me.
Yes, and here, Michael, I'll send you my direct line, which is extension 777. My name is Tina. I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but if you ever need something, you can call me, and if I can't help you, I can get you to the one that can, okay?
Appreciate you. Thanks very much.
All right. I appreciate you, too. So stand by. I'll have them call you, and in the meantime, have a great week, too, okay?
You, too. Hey, Greg.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.